This is Diane Roberts with new writing from FSU. Here's Sakina Hoffler, an MFA candidate, with a tough story about girls and the street.
He'll tell her to call him Daddy, and she will over and over, because she has never been able to connect that face with a name. He'll move her into his house, where other girls will flock around her and call her their sister. Daddy's a professional in building women from little girls, some blush to sculpt cheekbones, and clothespins to edge cleavage out of budding breast. Daddy will say they're his family, and he'll take that family down to the strip where men in Cadillacs and Hyundais and Chryslers and BMWs will drive by those girls. The men will scream honey or baby or sweetie or hotcakes. Eventually, she'll realize she's supposed to respond to anything they call her, including a dog whistle. She'll learn how to navigate her body in front seats, back seats, and sometimes against baby seats, still fragrant with a mother's breast milk. The nights won't last forever. Right before Sun Orange pierces that black sky, Daddy will order them back to his car to collect his money. Somewhere in Leland, North Carolina, a mother will come down from her high and softly call her daughter's name. She'll stagger from room to room, though there aren't many, peeking under bedspreads and pulling open closets as if it were a game of hide-and-seek. Then she'll notice a scrabble of clothing scattered across the daughter's floor, the missing underwear, the smashed piggy bank, and her calls will become screams. Only that daughter won't be able to hear her. That daughter, in fact, will be stumbling in the direction of the only father she has ever known. She'll pass by couples jogging in the street, and men and women dressed in their tailored business suits, getting ready to start their days while she's ending hers. They'll pretend to avert their eyes, and though she doesn't hear them speak, she already knows the names they will call her.